First of all, one needs to talk about how HIV continues to impact on the lives of many Africans, and particularly in Southern Africa. And I think it's important that we recognize the regionality of the issues, both from a medical point of view and from a social point of view. So this summit seeks to build consensus around how we can continue to work together to enhance our capacity to respond to the epidemic. It's actually bringing together of experts in the field, policymakers, practitioners, and even community members to look at some of the programs that are ongoing, review some of the evidence at hand, and discuss some of the challenges that we're having within the region in our efforts to try and respond to the HIV epidemic.
And what are some of the key specific issues that are on the agenda?
Well, the key issue on the agenda is really capacity building. So we will be discussing over the next 3 days different capacity building strategies, looking at what works, what doesn't work, why it hasn't worked. We'll also be looking at how we can scale up that which has worked. We'll also be looking at what we can do to strengthen our capacity to respond to the HIV epidemic as the region. In addition to that, we'll also be looking at some of the, you know, policy issues, the policy framework, and exploring any advocacy issues that need to be dealt with in order to create an enabling environment for us to build the necessary capacity to respond to HIV.
I understand that today is the first day, but how is the attendance so far?
Well, we have a full conference room. We are currently, you know, in the opening ceremony, and we have a full attendance as was expected.
And what is anticipated to come out of this meeting?
Well, the meeting is really around looking at HIV capacity building from a regional lens. So we're hoping to come out with a common understanding of best practice or good practice in capacity building. We're also hoping to get recommendations on how we can strengthen our capacity in order to, you know, to have more effective programs. We're also hoping to look at capacity gaps where they exist. And from a regional perspective, look at how we can address these gaps collectively.
And Bongiwe, I understand that this is the second meeting of this kind. Reflecting on the previous one, how successful was it and what came out of it?
This is indeed the second summit. The first was in Nairobi in 2011. And that first summit, that inaugural summit, set the stage for an important dialogue, really, on how we can strengthen capacity. We also looked at and identified common challenges and issues of regional relevance. And I'm glad to say that, you know, this second summit is actually building on gains from the previous one. And we will have an opportunity to reflect on the previous one and take issues forward. One of the things that has happened since the last summit is we've had some key developments within the global health agenda. And I think this second summit is going to build on those issues as well.